na 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 na. Fancy Nancy, she's got it all.
Welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for tuning in. I'm opening up the chat room. If you want to chat, go to the chat room. I think you have to join Blog Talk Radio and give yourself a very self-serving name to do it, though. But what can I say? It's worth it. I will promote your event. Okay. And along with that, speaking of promoting events, all of my work is available for purchase on Amazon. I have three books on there, Pocketful of Confidence, Musings, and Holiday Shorts. So also my music as well. And as promised, I'm going to start off with a little Tom Carozza. And which one shall I do? Okay, here we go. Timid Simba.
That was Madame Tonga and her magic underwear. And now, ladies and gentlemen, madame and messieurs, before you cast your final vote, we have a surprise audition. He just came in from the rain. He is very nervous. Please welcome number 22. S'il vous plaît.
Carrozza. Okay. You can find Tom Carrozza on Amazon, as long as his, and as well as his music and his new book, Mr. Dust and Other Accumulations by Tom Carrozza. I highly recommend it. Yes. Okay. Let's see. What else have I got? You know, I have so many of his favorite songs here, so I don't know. I do like this one. This is kind of a Friday night one, Indigo Agogo.
Would you like to go go to somewhere that's far? You won't be a no-show when the golden spirals are spun.
Tom Carrozza, right between your eyes. Okay, let's keep this going. Let's find some comedy to get us moving along with. Let's see. Once again, my TV show is tonight, Fridays at 7 p.m. You could check it out there, and that is at 7 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. If you don't have, if you don't live in the city, you can watch it on the internet at www.mnn.org, the Lifestyle Channel 2. Okay. I can't believe how long I've been doing that show. All right, let's keep it going. I'm looking for some, let's see, some comedy to play for you. Again, my books are available on Amazon. Support the arts by supporting the artists. I've got a lot of songs here. Let me see. All right. I've got so much Tom Carrozza on this. Okay, Tom Carrozza's book is on Amazon, Mr. Dust and Other Accumulations. Very funny title, too. Okay. I got to find something. All right. Hang on. Dimitri Martin.
This is called Fascinating Facts. Guy. It's hard these days to know what's real, you know, what's a fact and what's bullshit. So I thought I came up with some facts. I'm doing my own research. And I think they're fascinating. It is safer to fly in a plane than it is to fly in a car. The term for a group of reality TV stars is a turd. A turd of stars. Drunk people are about 6,000% less interesting than they think they are. A snail's balls are located on its forehead. The very tip of the scissors is known as the sniffle. The kangaroo is the only animal that's part luggage. White people are about 50 times more likely than people of any other race to use the word neato. About 75% of German shepherds are dogs. The other 25% are German shepherds. People who are vegan not only live longer, they're also more annoying. Due to global warming, the polar ice caps are now polar ice yarmulkes. The most popular kind of prosthetic limb in the world is the dildo. Wednesday is spelled incorrectly. New Jersey is the only state you can smell from other states. By the age of 90, the average person has already been dead for 8 years. That joke doesn't really work in Florida, sorry. Just realized that. No one has ever successfully blown a French kiss to another person. By simply growing a ponytail, a man can remove up to all of his credibility. The average person will produce enough earwax in 1 year to make a very small, disgusting candle. You're more likely to die in a terrible accident than in a wonderful accident. The capital of Alaska is A. Men are about 800 times more likely than women to fart into a plastic bag at some point in their lives. Experts believe it's about 25% more camouflage in the world than we realize. The term for the very bottom of the banana is the bananas. The Heimlich maneuver can also be performed on someone who's constipated. You're 5 times more likely to be 3 times more likely to do something than you are 4 times as likely to do something. Oops. Sex is the leading cause of people. Okay, thanks. This is a good one from there.
Dimitri Martin, yes. Very good. Outside the box. Gotta love that. Okay. What else have I got for you? Okay, sorry. Out of breath here. Okay. How about the grip weeds?
Hey, rock and rollers. Here's a new song that's climbing up the charts. And that's no lie. And here to sing it for you are the grip weeds with Lies.
You. Dear man,
find Tom Carozza also at tomcarozza.com. Check him out there. Now, let's. What do we got time for? Let's see. Check my timer, and we'll see. All right, I think we have time for some Nancy Lombardo.
Boy, I will do anything not to pay union musicians. You know? I just, hello there, you sweetie. Well, want to be in a show? Well, these are the people who came in late. Now you're going to be picked on. Yeah, no. I'm sorry. We got a punishment here. We don't say no ladies. You buy 8 drinks now. Let's talk about what we're really here for. Me. Yes, Lombardo. You're probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes. Every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up. Yes, I am. I'm a mother of two, just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it. One's my husband. I don't know. He's very sweet. You know, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. You know, I just kept him there, and it's just so... He's sweet. He says, look at that. You know, it's a man thing. But it's great. You know, I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from two points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Get it. I can't do that unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3-second rule.
Still good.
It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na-na-na-na-na. And when I first time I saw West Side Story, I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hated. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we used for light when I was your age? The sun! Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You wanted some tea? Is it still good?
She got it.
Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want you stinky old present. You're giving me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea, you know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding. You're not even seated. They're like, Grandma, Grandma, put those rolls back. Put those rolls back. Why? They ain't just going to throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first. Land a hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. I didn't know. She could speak two languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Linda! No, 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 I don't have time for this kind of stuff. I want to say so. Stop! That hurt. What did you just say? And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms. Clichés, you might know them as, or glitches, I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. My head hurts. What did you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the... She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home. She goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store. I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She'd give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where did babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from Absolute Vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little, because I had really curly hair, and my mom would brush it, and I'd go, ow, ow, and she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time, until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 minutes and an Italian grandmother have in common? You know, we did rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris? That other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right. You feeling poetic?
Feeling poetic.
Okay. Feeling poetic. Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. Or your boss is really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It makes sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out Nancy. geriatric. Or did I feel foolish? Not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
ready. Have it. This has been What's the Buzz in New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. A big shout out to Tom Carosa. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, our merchandise is available on Amazon. Tom Carosa, Nancy Lombardo. Support the arts by supporting the artist. Big kiss. Bye-bye.